This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As a parent, it is so heartbreaking when your kid comes home from school and says, I had nobody to play with today, or everybody's invited to a party except me. Look, all kids are going to face rejection of some kind. And as a parent, it's really hard to know how to help them through it. You might feel like storming up to those kids and giving them a piece of your mind, but of course, that would only make it worse. So how can we support our kids through those difficult times? We've got adolescent psychologist Colette Smart with us to help us out. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
I find when our kids get rejected that it does actually bring up painful feelings from our own childhood when we experience rejection, because most of us did at some stage. So yeah. I know my natural instinct is to want to fix it for them, but why shouldn't we kind of jump in and try to fix their problems?
I have to be honest, I struggle with those feelings and emotions as well. I didn't have a great time at high school. So for me, it's also coming back and remembering the things that I know. And I think without realizing it, we all carry our own baggage of our friendships, and we transfer these feelings of anger and rejection onto our children's situation. And I think we have to remember not all problems or all children are the same. So there comes a time when we might share our stories with our children, but this time when they come to you right then, that's not the time to do it. This is the time when we just need to listen. Our kids actually don't want advice from us at this stage. Many children actually tell me, I just want to vent to someone. I worry that my parents will start freaking out, so that then they don't speak up.
And That is just so true. That is what I do. I freak out and I start asking questions because I want every detail, because I'm trying to figure out, was my child responsible in some ways? There's something that they need to learn. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All our emotions come up, and they really, our children are not looking to be fixed at this stage, or even really wanting an advice for how it can be fixed. They just want to feel heard and understood in a calm and safe environment. What we have to do, my default is to just immediately snuggle up with my child or sit near my child, depending on which child it is, and then listening, asking a lot of open-ended questions. So things that will help them tell their story, and biting my tongue and not doing the interrogation, because that's not what they need at that stage.
Mm. Do you think it helps to talk through these kinds of issues? Like, do we need to know the details in case there is something that a child needs to learn from the experience?
So, yes, look, the first learning always happens best while they're telling you everything. It's interesting, when children can actually hear themselves and hear their story, we don't realize how powerful that is for them and the learning that comes from that. So after they've told you everything, offer them a warm or cold drink and a snack. Sometimes the conversations regarding advice are better the next day when everybody slept on it. But at that stage, I think we can come in with our own stories of pain and rejection when we're in a better mind frame. And this actually helps normalize for our children that they're not the only ones going through something. It can be helpful to say that it did get better for you, or find something encouraging about how things changed for you. We should also ask them if they want to hear our stories, because sometimes they don't want to. But then really, after the pain subsided, there are teachable moments. So we can ask them things like, what is a friend, and how should a friend make you feel, and how do you behave towards friends, and how could you be different next time? And then importantly, I think, name a strength or something positive that you've seen your child do well in a friendship or even in that situation.
So what do they need from us in that moment when they're actually really upset?
So number one, the support. So what I've just discussed, knowing that you are in their corner, they have someone, that's the listening and the reflecting out loud what they've told you. And then also, I think your children need to understand that they're not a failure because a friendship has broken up. Groups change, things change. As children grow, it's important for us as parents to remember as well, when children's interests and hobbies change, their friendships change as well. So helping your child also not to put too much energy into the broken friendships. And then this leads to the third thing, that the simplest thing we can do, and one of the most powerful things, is making sure our children have a wide net. In other words, having other groups to draw from, relationships from multiple peer groups, and all sorts of friendships from church activities and sport groups and craft activities. We need to help them nurture those, because then that leads to the fourth powerful thing we can give our children, is that they have strengths and other things that they can do, that their interests that they love doing, that helps them focus their strengths on other areas when they're in pain. And so those times can be positive for them. And then finally, I have to say, the fifth thing for me, particularly with teens, is be mindful of social media at those points. When children are going through rejection, one of the biggest culprits of FOMO, or fear of missing out, is just exacerbated when we have social media, and it brings those issues back home all the time. So when our children have been left out of a party, sometimes engaging with your outside wider net, but also reminding them to perhaps spend some time off of their phones or off of their social media while that's happening, because it just increases the pain. Lastly, I just want to say that what we know about the research is that although many of us think that lots of friends and a large social circle of friends is what is going to make us happiest, what we know from the research is children and adults only need one or a couple of friends in their lives to not feel lonely. So the bigger group is not essentially what our kids need. It's having just connections with one or two people in their lives that will lead to happiness.
Wow, that's really good to know. Thank you so much for that, Colette.
Thank you.
That's adolescent psychologist Colette Smart, and we have been talking about helping our kids to deal with rejection.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.